Your superstar quarterback happy in today's NFL coming up in 15 minutes. But first, the ratings are in for the much talked about Elon Musk hosting of Saturday Night Live. And it was the third highest rated show of the season. Only the Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock hosted shows scored higher.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, there was a lot of talk in the 2 weeks leading up to this. Once they announced that Elon Musk would be hosting, they also had Miley Cyrus as the musical guest. So that's another big draw. And I think people tuned in just to see what it was going to be like, because some of the cast members were outspoken. They thought it was a weird choice. We didn't know how Elon was going to perform. I had a very low bar for him, but he cleared that bar by a significant amount. I thought he was really good. They didn't shy away from using him. They put him in, I believe, every single sketch. He played some kind of a role. I never heard him in 90 minutes mess up a line. They weren't always delivered with a lot of energy, but he talked a little bit about that in his monologue, and he nailed all his lines, and they gave him roles where he would play somebody kind of quirky, and so he kind of fell into those roles very comfortably, I thought. Why don't we listen to the monologue? This is the first couple of minutes to give you a feel of, and you're not going to get the visual, where he's very kind of like the shy, nerdy kid. He's not super comfortable on stage in front of a national audience, but he's kind of making it work with weird smiles and grins and looks, and started off kind of making fun of how awkward he is. As one of our P1s put it, he was awkwardly charming, or charmingly awkward.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's an honor to be hosting Saturday Night Live. I mean that. Sometimes after I say something, I have to say I mean that. So people really know that I mean it. That's because I don't always have a lot of intonation or variation in how I speak, which I'm told makes for great comedy. I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode. I'd first like to share with you my vision for the future. I believe in a renewable energy future. I believe that humanity must become a multi-planetary space-faring civilization. Those seem like exciting goals, don't they? Now, I think if I just posted that on Twitter, I'd be fine. But I also write things like 69 days after 420, again, haha. I don't know, I thought it was funny. That's why I wrote haha at the end. Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works. To anyone I've offended, I just want to say, I reinvented electric cars, and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
pretty good point.
Chill, normal dude.
Had a couple OJ jokes, brought out his mom, and then I thought he was really good in all of the sketches from start to end. I gave him two thumbs up, and I know I like him. I come from the perspective that I do think he is one of our generation's brilliant minds. I do think he is reinventing the world, and I think a lot of what he's inventing is going to the greater good, and I think the history books are going to treat him very, very kindly. I do understand he's a controversial figure, and a lot of people have problems maybe with the way he does some of this, or problems just that he's one of the three richest people on Earth. But for the most part, I find him very likable, and I find him extremely useful for society.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a lot of e-breaks. I really did. I thought my bar for him was really low. I thought he did fine, and I'd really be interested to see their numbers, like 18 to 24. I bet they had tune in that they normally don't get. Like, I don't think the 18 to 24-year-olds really that into Saturday Night Live, but they'll at least, I bet they streamed it or watched some of it on Saturday just to see what he would be up to.
Why are the 18, 24-year-olds to 24-year-olds interested in a
in a boomer Gen Xer like Elon Musk.
Because he has new ideas.
Yeah, he's inventing everything that they're into, like you know, all the renewable energy, the electric vehicles. He's into cryptocurrency, which they're all into. Everything they're into, he's behind.
Yeah, but he didn't invent any of those things, though.
Some people think he invented Bitcoin.
Yeah, he didn't invent Bitcoin.
And I guess he sent Dogecoin tumbling just with one comment on Saturday.
Yeah, they brought Dogecoin up a lot throughout the program. And on Weekend Update, the two hosts questioned him about Dogecoin. You know, it's all scripted.
Yeah.
And they just kept asking, yeah, but what is Dogecoin? And he could never really answer it. So I thought he did a really great job. I had no idea he had Asperger's. That must be really difficult for somebody with that to host that show. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that either. I bet most of America didn't know that.
I would say Dan Aykroyd had it, though, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was good on that show.
Tickets home.
The musical guest was Miley Cyrus. I've had a lot of hot sports opinions about her over the years. I just think she's wheels off, and I don't know. I've never really liked her. However, the opening sketch was her singing Dolly Parton's Light of a Clear Blue Morning, and then in between verses, they would go to cast members with their mothers. It was a big Mother's Day tribute. They do this every year. I like this. I like to see the cast members' moms. I think it's really cool to see if they favor each other, or the jokes they write aren't always the best. I don't know if each one writes the joke for their own mother. It's always a little awkward, but I think it's a good bit to do on Mother's Day. But in the middle, they would go back to Miley Cyrus and she would sing, and then they'd do some more. Well, this is in the middle of it, and I'm not a fan of hers, but I thought she sounded so great on this, and she obviously knocked it out of the park, because they're in the middle of this comedy bit, and the crowd goes nuts after she delivers these couple of lines. Good. The crowd went so crazy they drowned out the start of that next bit. Her voice is really deep and really raspy, and she just comes across to me as really wheels off, but she can sing.
Yeah, I have an opposite reaction. I'm not a fan of her voice. I'm not a fan of her performance or her Keith Richard rings. She gives off a really weird vibe to me of someone who's trying just a little too hard. And
there's some of that, no doubt.
And I just
she's got a lot of try hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't get the same vibe. I'm glad that I guess the crowd liked it, and I guess you got favorable reviews, but
I have all those exact same vibes that you do. I just thought that performance was great. I thought she sounded awesome. And I'm not a fan of hers, but I thought she sounded great there.
You think her breath smells?
Oh my God. And I'm a little surprised, because to me, she's kind of a modern-day Pink, and you loved Pink.
Yeah, another one with breath
issues. But with the same haircut and BO and all that.
Well, that's an assumption on your part about all the BO and stuff. And I liked early Pink. I liked started, that first hit. I thought that was great. After that, I don't know if I was a huge Pink fan or not. And to me, she tries a lot harder than Pink. I don't know what she's going for, really. I don't know if she's trying to be rock. Is she Americana? Is she a female Joe Cocker? I don't know.
You don't like that beautiful baritone voice she talks in? That Pete Rose sister voice?
Her voice has lowered over the years. But
is that all that scream singing, or does she smoke, or all of the above?
She's got to smoke, right?
She sounds like a smoker.
Yeah.
It's 5 years from now, she's going to be having to put her index finger over the hole in her throat to sing.
Wow, dude.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
I didn't see you call for that fair catch there.
That I could suffer some consequences, but then you found out that I was just saying.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
And I'm still an SNL P1, watch it every week. I feel a little let down at the end of each episode, and that's probably how P1s feel at the end of our show every day.
Yeah, probably.
Just a little let down. But each week they give me at least 2, 3, 4 good laughs, and it keeps me coming back. And I do like a lot of the current cast members. My favorite is Mikey Day. I think he is so great, and they use him a lot because he's really versatile. He may be the modern-day Dan Aykroyd, Phil Hartman kind of glue of the show, although I think Beck Bennett could also be that with this cast. I think he's a glue-type player. But Mikey Day is so funny, and this is one that aired 2 weeks ago, I think, was their last live show, with Carey Mulligan as the host. And this is one of my favorite characters he does, just to give you an example of his work. He's the guy, he's the army captain that's off at war, and he's writing letters back home to his wife, and he always gets shocking replies from his wife. And just the way he comes across with his voice and the look on his face, which I know you can't see here, of just disbelief, always cracks me up.
But I have bigger worries. Last night, my dear friend Stephen was shot and died in my arms. Saddened at sea. Bertie.
Don't panic. As long as nobody saw you kill him, they can't prove it was you. Trust me, I've been down this road before. Love, Mary.
My love, I did not kill Stephen. It was the Nazis, obviously. And what do you mean you've been down this road before? Have you been involved in a murder? Concerned? Bertie!
He is good. Funny.
He's good.
A lot of funny roles this weekend, too.
I think Kenan Thompson's funny.
He's great.
And, like you, I watch it, at least some of it each week, and while I may be somewhat disappointed or may not watch as much as I used to, it's pretty amazing what they've done and the fact that they're still going. And to do that type of show it's tough.
I've been on 70 years, something like
pretty
that.
Pretty much. Feels like it. Yeah. And
did you know this? They are number one in the ratings among all comedies on broadcast and cable in the 18 to 49 demographic this season for the first time in their history.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's very healthy.
Yeah.
They're doing really well. Well, good for SNL. 7:49 on the ticket.